Good morning. May 16th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's briefing tracks a split picture. Overdose deaths are still falling nationally, while one naloxone newspaper box project in Patterson says more than 500 cartons were dispensed in just 2 weeks. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. In news coverage, the New York Post reports criticism from law enforcement over California Governor Gavin Newsom's budget and his refusal to commit funding for Proposition 36. Nationally, Filter reports that overdose is still going down overall, but the picture in the West looks different. A related national report from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution says U.S. overdose deaths fell again in 2025, while some observers remain concerned about policy shifts and changes in the drug supply. Even with the broader decline, regional variation and supply changes are still worth watching closely. Elsewhere, Filter reports what it describes as a striking increase in public support for legal access to psychedelics. And Talking Drugs looks at how social media drug groups are changing the dealing game, pointing to the ways digital platforms are reshaping access and risk. On the social side, one lived experience post on X reflects on the limits of housing alone as a recovery milestone. The writer says they have been housed for almost 6 years, but only have 5 months sober, and that after getting housed, they still used heroin and meth daily for years, overdosed alone in their apartment repeatedly, and were arrested multiple times. It is a stark reminder that housing can be crucial without being the same thing as recovery. There were also a couple of harm reduction access examples making the rounds. In Patterson, a post on X says 5 refurbished newspaper stands were filled with naloxone earlier this month, and that 2 weeks later, more than 500 cartons had been dispensed, with 0 issues reported. A related local item shared on Blue Sky says Kent County has seen a decline in overdose deaths tied to naloxone access efforts. It points to the RED Project, a harm reduction nonprofit in Grand Rapids, which has been placing free naloxone kits in repurposed red newspaper boxes. There was also opposition messaging circulating online. A post from Do Better Denver criticized the Harm Reduction Action Center near 8th and Lincoln, describing it as a facility that distributes drug use supplies such as foil, straws, and meth pipes. In this case, the post is best understood as part of ongoing local criticism of harm reduction services and public messaging around them. A couple of California city updates are also in the mix. Sacramento sent a May 15th newsletter titled, "A Family's Mission Following Fentanyl Loss," and San Jose published its May 2026 Harm Reduction Program newsletter on May 15th. In research, a study in epidemiology examined community-level pedestrian stops after overdose prevention center implementation in New York City, using an augmented synthetic control approach. That is one to note for people tracking how overdose prevention sites may affect policing patterns around surrounding neighborhoods. Another study looked at fentanyl adulteration trends in radar drug checking samples from January 2024 through January 2026. And a qualitative analysis in the Journal of the American College of Clinical Pharmacy examined how a first-year Doctor of Pharmacy seminar course affected stigmatizing beliefs.
On funding, a current opportunity from the Centers for Disease Control through NCIPC under the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act has a deadline of June 8, 2026. Another current opportunity from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration is Providers Clinical Support System for Substance Use Disorder Treatment, or PCSS-SUD treatment. The deadline there is June 15th, 2026, so that one is coming up soon. There is also an open pitch opportunity from the Smart Family Fund, with first-time grants ranging from $25,000 to $100,000. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. And in advocacy, Students for Sensible Drug Policy is urging people to contact federal representatives in support of cannabis decriminalization. The National Council for Mental Well-Being is also asking supporters to tell Congress to release delayed SAMHSA funding opportunities. Those outreach asks are straightforward if you are tracking federal engagement this week. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.